Avodah Zarah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph, 5:1. As we've already established, Yain Nesech, the wine that was used for an idolatrous purpose, is Asur Bahana, forbidden to get any economic benefit from. And that would mean that one cannot consume the wine, nor can he, you know, sell or trade it and get benefit thereby. That's the Doraisa. The rabbi said, even if you don't know that something has certainly been used for idolatrous purposes, it's still, at least Stam Yenam, it's still, if we don't know, it's generic idolatrous wine, it's still Asur Bahana Midurabanan. More than that, they said that not only is it forbidden to get benefit from it in a direct way, through consumption or sale, but even getting indirect benefit by providing other ancillary services and making a living or whatever, earning wages around that wine. Like, for example, logistics, just transferring the wine, you know, getting paid to be the moving guy, the delivery guy, and that kind of thing, is also Asur Midurabanan. And it's not just on Yain Nesech, but Stam Yenam, all Gentile wine, because, again, the stricture that Chazal treated Yain Nesech in general. So therefore, the short of it is, you can't do business, even as a worker, as opposed to an owner, with Yain Nesech and other idolatrous wine, you know, Stam Yenam. So our mission here is exploring those halachas. It says, Hasocher esa poel la'asos imo b'yein nesech. You have a Gentile owner, he's the owner of this wine, so now it's at least Stam Yenam or worse, and he's going to hire a Jew to do some work for him, like, for example, you know, to move it around. So scharo aser, that's forbidden. If the Jew's getting paid to just, you know, essentially move, empty out the warehouse of its Yain Nesach, that'd be forbidden, and if he can't get that payment. If he receives the payment, he has to dispose of it. Now, schar lasos imo malacha cheres. On the other hand, if the owner of this wine hired this Jew to do some other work, you know, let's say to remove the empty barrels of in the warehouse that aren't filled with wine. Afopisha amarlo heevrili chavis shayin nesech mamakum lamakum. Even if he says, oh, while you're at it, there's also, you know, a barrel of wine that's of mine there. Also, can you move it too? Even so, if that happens, schar mutter, his wages are permitted. So now, let me explain the case. The case is, if a Jew is getting paid in a way that you can disentangle the payment that for the job he's doing that isn't for Yain Nesech, and the payment he's receiving for the work with the Yain Nesech, so then he can keep the wages he receives for the non-Yain Nesech work. So that would be, for example, let's say, for example, he's getting paid, you know, getting paid $1 per barrel to relocate the barrels. So there's 99 barrels that are empty, and one barrel happens to have wine inside. So at the end of the day, he'll be given $100 for his work. So the Mishnah is saying here, he can keep 99 of them. Either he can just refuse the $1, or if he gets all 100, he'll have to take $1 and throw it into the sea, the Dead Sea, whatever it is, so he doesn't benefit from that $1 he got for the work he did. And that's the case of our Mishnah, but again, it's predicated on the assumption that you can sort of disentangle the payment he's receiving for the permitted work, the non-Yain Nesech work, from the forbidden work with the Yain Nesech. So the flip side would be, let's say that he's getting paid for a job. The Gentile says, listen, this room is full of barrels. I'll give you $100 to remove them all. Okay? So now, if it turns out that one of the barrels has Yain Nesech, so now the Jew can't get paid for that job at all, because since getting paid the $100 is contingent on moving that one barrel of Yain Nesech, so you can look at it as the payment is for that barrel itself. Meaning, if the Jew would only clear out 99 barrels, leave one behind, the owner would say, I'm not paying you yet. I'm not paying you anything, because the job is to empty out the warehouse, and you haven't done that. So you see, it's contingent upon that last barrel, and therefore he's getting paid for the last barrel, and therefore he can't keep any of the wages, not just 99% of it. He could keep none of it. Okay, that's the first part of the mission. Now, the second part of the mission has a similar kind of idea. It says, Asocher es hachamor lahavi aleha Yain Nesech. If a Jew owns a donkey and the idolater wants to rent the donkey to transport his wine, so that's not allowed. Renting out your donkey is renting out yourself to do the schlepping. And therefore, schara asur, whatever wages, the rental payment that he receives for renting out his donkey, would be forbidden. He can't keep them for the same exact reason. In fact, there's not much of a chiddush here at all, but there's a chiddush on the second half of this mishnah, which is, what happens if he's schara leishav aleha? The Gentile says, I need a donkey to ride on. Okay? Now, this donkey rider, this Gentile, he has, you know, he's likely to bring his bottle of wine with his other food, and it's going to go on the donkey as well. So is that a problem? Can you now accept wages for renting out your donkey, even though it's very likely that the Gentile will also be transporting Yain Nesach on it? So the answer is yes, that's okay. Afal pi shehiniyach ha'ovid kochavim legino aleha, even though the idolater ends up placing his bottle of wine, a lagin is like a wine container, you know, bigger than a cup of wine, like a bottle of wine. So even though he is going to put the lagin on the donkey, it doesn't matter. Schara mutter, the full rental proceeds are all permitted. And the reason why sort of is like this, that let's just say hypothetically the idolater would say, you know what, I said I'd pay you $100 to rent your donkey, but I'm actually not going to be transferring a bottle of wine when I go. So can I get a discount? So the owner of the donkey would say, what are you talking about? Why would I give you a discount? I didn't tell you. Nothing to do with whether or not you put your bottle of wine on the donkey. That's not the point at all. And therefore, you see that brings out the point. Gemara says, Tos Yontov says, that brings out the point that there's no compensation being given to the owner of the donkey for the sake of transferring the Yain Nesach, and therefore all the rental proceeds, I should say, are all permitted.